Jordan trying to shake off Starks. Oh, what a move!
LeBron James with no regard for human life. Final seconds. Bryant for the win.
Bang! Iverson against Gill, the crowd on its feet. Allen for the win.
Welcome to the Sneaker History Podcast.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Sneaker History Podcast, a very special edition episode. I'm Robbie. I'm here with my co-host, Mike. How you doing, man?
Good, man. How you doing today?
It's a beautiful Friday. For the most part, it's sunny. Everyone's doing good. We have the illustrious and talented Shake James here with
yes,
us.
Sir.
Shake, how are you doing today?
Man, I'm doing well.
So we have you on the show because you have a little Adidas collab coming out. I shouldn't say little. It's a massive, big thing. We're all really excited about
it.
I'm excited to hear your story, how it connects with people listening, how it connects with sneakerheads. I think there's going to be a lot of overlap there. So before we get into anything else, Mike, what have you been rocking, man? Anything on your feet? What's been on your toes?
I broke out something that... I think, what, we'll call it 5 years ago would have been just like the height of fashion. Now it may be a little obscure, but that's just my nature, though. But it's the BYWX Pharrell's human race pair.
Okay.
I don't know. I saw it in my closet. I was like, these are going to get pulled out. Got to take the dust off the top, but I've been wearing these for the last couple of days. And copping. I don't know. I mean, of course.
The control five.
Yeah, you know, it's Control 5. I've been looking at your shoe, along with actually the XLG, Adistar XLG, that's supposed to be coming out. So definitely talk about some comfort in the shoes I've been on.
Okay.
Mine's the quickest for sure, because I've been in the house pretty much the last 2 days. You cannot go wrong with an Adidas slide, bros. Like,
I ain't going nowhere.
I'm not going anywhere. This says socks and sweats, and we're posted. So that's where I've been on. And, you know, I've been rocking the AE1 a lot. I'm still looking for a pair of AE2s. That new design is pretty clean. Mike got a pair back there. But I've been rocking these metallic ones. I got to upgrade my stuff. But I still love those AEs, man. He's a funny dude. But, Shake, what you been rocking, man? What you got going on?
I've been rocking this. People not really too familiar with this Adidas I've been rocking. It's called a Denzin. I don't even want to butcher it. But it's really a dope shoe. And then, you know, of course, I've been rocking the Adistar Control 5 for sure.
There you go.
Beautiful nice. Shoe. I mean, we were talking before we started recording. It's hard sometimes to find comfort and looks. Mm-hmm. And that Control 5 just does a little bit of both.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's get into it. This is not your first Adidas shoe. The last one you worked on was a really bold, beautiful Twilight pack with the Crazy Infinity. Those little baby three stripes on there on the uppers. Beautiful. So where do you see growth from that shoe to this Cranberry Adistar Control 5?
I mean, just for me, like, you know, any shoe that I do, I like to have a positive story for the youth. So the Twilight pack was more about giving, you know, instilling the youth that you got to have the confidence to shoot your shot. So it was called the Twilight Pack, Shoot Your Shot. So, you know, if you feel like, you know, you deserve a raise or, you know, you're having problems reading and you need help and you're scared to ask, it's like sometimes you got to shoot your shot, man. So that was the messaging behind that one. And then when I came to this shoe, it was actually supposed to be a different story. It's crazy, man, how the universe works. It was supposed to be a different story called Run to Home. And it's a famous bridge in Milwaukee. We were supposed to go across the bridge. And with a bunch of kids, and it's like a big race for charity and things like that. And so anyway, so then with the, you know, because of the tariff situation, the shoes got delayed. The Run to Home happens every year on October, I think October 4th. But so after that happened, you know, I was at home and I was trying to, you know, I was like trying to figure out, you know, how do I spend this, right? And so I was like, you know, thinking, I'm, you know, it's nighttime. I'm up in the middle of the night. I'm going Adistar. Control 5 Adidas, Adistar, Control 5 Adidas. And then I was like, I just got, I like rose up out the bed like the Undertaker. And I said, that's it. I said, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take control. And then I'm going to tell my story of my life through that shoot. And so it all lined up, man. It was like, it was God's will, man, the way it happened.
taking control. That's such a powerful story.
Yeah.
And such a powerful message. We'll get more into that, but that's taking control of not just your life, your situation, whatever it might be.
Exactly.
That's power.
Exactly.
So the control fraud, like you just said, pays homage to Wisconsin. I got to learn that the state berry is the cranberry. I didn't know.
I had no idea either. That was the first time I heard that. I was like, oh, well, look at that.
It's people that live here that don't know that. And I was like, what's the state fruit? They're like, I don't know. You know, banana. Like, they naming all type of things. And I was like, nah, it's the cranberry.
And you did a really beautiful thing with having that, the cranberry base with the black kind of, I call it caging or stripes going on the side. But the right amount of 3M flash on that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got to have a little pop on it. And
I'm glad you said that. So, what one thing that I didn't do a good job of messaging is, just because I was so engulfed in the story, was that on the shoe, it's a new technology called red reflective. So people think it's 3M, but it's not. It's this technology called red reflective. So it's super dope, man. I'm glad it all worked out on the shoe. But yeah, it's red reflective.
I think we might be getting a little bit of hallway reverb on that. That didn't come through what you just said. In regards to the 3M, like the design choice. If you're gonna say that again, please.
Say what again?
You're good. So I brought up the 3M and the design being bold on that, and then you went on. I couldn't quite.
I was saying that, you know, I was so engulfed in the story that I forgot. To harp on that, it's a new technology on the shoe called red reflective. And that's what everybody think is 3M, but it's not. It's a new technology called red reflective.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Interesting. Yeah, that's awesome. What's the difference between
tech? So, Mike, you noticed three words on the shoe, too.
Yeah, so on the tongue shake, you have the three nines on there. That I was reading through it, you know, symbolize the completion, your spiritual growth, and the new beginnings after coming out the other side of your diagnosis. You know, I know a lot of people probably wonder, hey, you know, where'd that come from? Is that something that you did a lot of research on, something that you kind of like, you kind of live by before? Where'd you get the inspiration to put those, the three nines, which, if I'm not mistaken, was it the nines, like the angelic number, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, so the nines, we led with the nines kind of like in the promo because of the very reason you just said about, you know, about my whole cancer situation that I went through. But the shoes are actually numbered 1 through 1,000. So we just led with that one because, like I said, just like you said, I should say, that the 999 is meaning that you're on the other side of the recovery. Yes.
Oh, so each shoe is going to have a different number on that tag then?
Yes, exactly.
Injured. Okay. Yep. Okay.
1 through 1,000.
Awesome. Got you. Okay. Cool.
That is dope. Yeah, we thought it was a special, like, angelic homage or something. That's dope.
No, it was. It was in the beginning, you know, when we was running a PR, but I mean, when we was doing the promo up to it. But like I said, each shoe is going to be number 1 through 1,000.
Perfect.
That's most awesome, good man. Things in life are limited. You got to get on them quick. So if you don't mind, if you could tell us a little bit more about your actual cancer journey. I know there's people probably with family members themselves, loved ones, going through something similar. So if you wouldn't mind telling us, you know, how you went from feeling the isolation during treatment to creating a sneaker that inspires health and connection.
Yeah. So, I mean, basically, you know, man, you know, as men, you know, we're supposed to be the leaders of our families, the superheroes, you know, we go all out for our kids' birthdays, wife birthdays, our birthdays, we get a new pair of underwear, you know, and probably a $10 gift card or something. Right. And so, that journey for me, you know, it made me feel weak. I'm gonna be totally honest, man. It just made me feel weak. I was thinking that it was the wrong diagnosis. It was a mistake. Like, you know, I just felt like it couldn't happen to me. And And, you know, like when you dealing with situations like that, man, you know, your family going to always tell you they love you. They're going to support you. But when, you know, those doctors wrote you in those back rooms, man, it's just you and them. You know what I'm saying? You down there, you back there by yourself and it's really happening. You know, it's happening to you. And the amount of people, man, the amount of people that have reached out to me and told me that they felt or feel alone like I did. You know, it's been incredible. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got to figure out, I promise you, man, I got to figure out something. I don't know if I create a support group. I don't know what it is, but I got to, like, it's just too many people reaching out to me saying, man, I felt alone like you. I feel, you know, they feeling like just how I felt. And now with me saying, you know, me telling my story, they're just like, wow. Like, a lot of people shocked. They're like, bro, I never knew. And it was like, nobody only, I only told like five people. You know what I'm saying? Like, five people. And, I just got to figure out something. Like, I got to keep the conversation going, like I said, because it's too many people that have been telling me that they going through this, or they know somebody's going through this, or they went through this. So I got to figure something out with that, man, for sure.
Yeah. It's, you know, a lot of people will, you know, shake. They have those diagnoses. You know, they get through it, or, you know, sometimes people don't get through it, but it's not, you don't get this story, like the back end of it, like, hey, how, like you say, those back rooms, but taking your shoe and telling a real story for positivity, I feel like it's a pleasant needle in a haystack, because we get a lot of forced stories with sneakers out there for things that really, truly don't matter to us. It's a cool looking shoe, but you've been able to tell a true, like, triumphant story. About something that affects, man, you could throw a rock and hit a person, it probably affected them some way, whether it be themselves or a family member. I just think it's a strong thing to do, to be able to talk about it. Second, it's super helpful. Like you say, you can expand from this shoe to support group to help those people in those lonelier situations. I just think it's going to do so much good that goes, you'd be able to connect using a sneaker as a through line, as opposed to just the final kind of the exclamation point of the story. This is going to open up more doors. So I think you've done a great thing here, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I'm a super,
my ears
perked
all
super,
the way up.
I'm a super,
my father left me.
Oh, I was saying like, I'm a super private person. I'm a super private person. So just for me to even, you know, like, I'm telling you, man, like, yo, I used to break down crying, like, when this whole thing was going on. I'm talking about uncontrollable. Like, I'd be somewhere in the middle of the day, just break down crying. Like, it was really hard for me. And it was really hard for me to even, you know, put the story out for the public. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was hard too, you know? The one thing I didn't want to do is that I didn't want people to think that, yo, he's doing that to sell shoes. I already won, because I got so many responses from people that's actually dealing with situations that have been messaging me. So that's the win for me. So it was never about selling shoes. I just wanted to, you know, like, share my story, man, and hopefully inspire somebody, or, you know, give somebody hope that's kind of going through the same thing that I was going through.
Mm-hmm. And like, as a man, you don't, like you said, you didn't tell a lot of people. Like, my dad didn't want to tell anybody what was going on, probably including us. Like, the isolation you feel being in the room alone, but also a little bit of the isolation you might put on yourself to be that pillar in your family, or to be the strong person in your family to keep that, you know, to keep that going. It's tough. So power to you, man. Like, I don't have the words for it. Like, thank you for being here. Thank you for being you.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man, this was dope, man. And like I said, man, I got to figure out something, man. Like, I can't, like, the conversation can't stop, because it's just, I'm talking about, you wouldn't even believe the amount of people that done reached out to me and told me different things. And I watched, you know, different publications write, like, the illest stories about me, like, the nicest story. I'm like, wow, that's super dope, man. You know, so I really appreciate it, man. 100. I appreciate y'all too, man, because I know y'all could be doing something else. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate it.
No, man.
That feeling is likewise. You literally got a room full of kids you're supporting in the other room, and we're going to get you back to them. But that's just the kind of person you are. And that kind of segues into, you know, the greater work you do with Jay's Academy. I have some of the pillars here of what you really focus on there in the Milwaukee area. You're focusing on financial literacy, professional development, politics for the people, life readiness, arts education, and wellness. Where did the idea to start this come from? Where were those seeds planted? How did this come to be?
So, man, since 2008, I've always been doing like nonprofit work in Milwaukee. Like, I started off just doing like, regular back to school events, 50 pair of shoes, 50 backpacks. And now it's morphed into this bigger thing. And so when the whole George Floyd situation happened, like it took me back, man. I was just like, man, it's really, bad out here, for black and brown people, man. And I was like, I just felt like I had to do more, I had to do more, And so like me giving a kid some shoes, like, don't get me wrong, like, that's a great thing. But me teaching a kid how to make those shoes is even a greater thing. So then I started going into the schools and started, because I was like, one of my friends, we got this little running joke. She told me that I need to be more Bruce Wayne and less Batman, because I was doing these things and nobody knew that I was doing them, because I would just be in the corner, in the cut, watching it all happen, and then I would leave. And nobody really knew who was doing these things. And so I just got an award the other day. And so I was on the stage and I was telling, I gave a little, I'm not a speech guy, so I just kind of like let it fly. But I was telling them a story about when I did a back to school event. I think a couple years ago, I gave away 1,000 pair of shoes, backpacks, haircuts, all this, right? And so this lady walked in, older lady, she's really, really old, probably about 80 years old. She walked in and she said, who doing this? The Bucks? And my friend was like, nope. And then she said, who doing this? The Brewers? They're like, nope. She said, well, what church y'all with? And she said, we not with a church. So then she asked my friend, well, who's doing this? She said, that guy right there. So the lady walked over to me and she shook my hand and gave me a hug. And she said, how are you doing, young man? I said, how you doing, ma'am? And then she said, so you doing all this? And I said, yes. And then she said, so you mean to tell me a black man love his community that much? That's what she said to me. And so I was just like, wow. So it just was really crazy. With that moment, and that moment right there just let me know that I kind of need to keep, going on. And so now, like I said, J Academy, I'm working on something else. I've been doing things out of J Academy, but I've been doing it at other people's facilities. So now I got my own first facility, and then I'm working on another facility in Milwaukee that's probably 30,000 square feet. So that's going to be a big deal when that happens.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So you have a second 30,000 square foot facility coming out, is what you said?
Yep. 2026. It's probably going to take us 10 months to get it done.
Okay.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
For that lady to so think it had to be a sports team or it had to be something. No, it's doing good for my community, man.
Yeah, man.
Oof. That's the story of the stories right there. So, How's it been working with Adidas as you do all these endeavors, and as how they supported you as you support others?
Oh, man, I'm gonna tell you, it's like a match made in heaven. It's very easy to work with somebody when your goals are aligned, right? So I can't speak to nobody else, but I'm only speaking to Adidas, and I'm telling you that when all these different companies, they pledged all this money when the George Floyd thing happened. They said, we're going to give this. We donate that. We're going to do this and all that. I don't know. I highly doubt any of them did it, but I know Adidas did. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm living proof, Yeah. So it's like, I mean, I truly appreciate them supporting me on my wild endeavors, I want to do a lot. So I ask for a lot. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I might call LeBron and say, hey, man, I need 300 pair of shoes. I want to go give them to this school. And they be like, And then they figured out a way to make it happen. So I really appreciate them, man, for, rocking with me, standing by me, supporting me. Like I said, it's been an incredible partnership, man. I can't even really ask for more, right? To be honest with you, I'm going to ask for something tomorrow, but right now I can't think of that.
Right now, you're cool. Man, that goes back to the shoot your shot on your first collab, though. Yeah. It's like, if you want to do a lot, you got to ask for it. Get what you don't ask for.
What they say, closed mouths don't get fed. So you got to make it known.
Always know till you ask.
I think exactly. There's an old head in each of our lives somewhere that has some version of that statement.
Yeah.
Some twist on it, whatever it might be. There's something. And then so Is there anything else? I mean, you just plugged the new facility coming out 2026, but is there anything else you really want to, you know, tell the people about that you're working with, either in the community or, you know, what's up in the future with Shake after these beautiful cranberry shoes?
We're gonna keep grinding, man. We're gonna keep working, man. We're gonna keep impacting the community in a positive way. You know, like I said, I gotta figure out something to, you know, continue the conversation with the people, with the cancer survivors and the people that's undergoing different forms of cancer and stuff like that. You know, man, I think, like, you know, just for me personally, when I went through my situation, it was cool to talk to the doctors. Don't get me wrong, but I wanted to talk to somebody who actually went through it. You know what I'm saying? Like, the doctor's going to tell you, we're going to do this, and then we're going to cut you, and then you're going to that, and you're going to be 12 weeks recovery. They're going to tell you all that. But I wanted to talk to somebody who actually went through it. And I think that's the piece. And I don't even know if they do this in hospitals now, but that's the piece that I want to, that's the lane that I want to get into. I want to be the one to go talk to them and say, hey, this is what happens. This is what you can expect. You know, because like I said, the doctor's just going to give you the medical jargon, but you really want to talk to somebody who actually went through it.
Oh, that always makes a difference. Someone who actually, like you say, has gone through whatever it is, getting a perspective of a, I mean, all human, of course, but the doctor's like, I'm here. I got to make sure I give you a diagnosis, tell you what's going to happen. But being able to set up people for them to talk with and just have emotions with, I think that goes a long way in helping people get through. So, I mean, I think that's a fantastic idea.
And the shoe drops, like, tomorrow, I believe. It's on the 15th. So, like, the proof is in the pudding. People are going to be able to get this, they're going to be able to hear the story, live the story, and everything. So again, the Cranberry Adidas Adistar Control 5 dropping on the 15th. Shake James collab, doing great things for the area of community, area of Milwaukee and beyond. We're going to let you get back to your day, man. You got some stuff to do. You're out here helping kids.
got some kids to go ahead and attend to in there.
Hey, y'all, Nick here. One more thing before you take off. Do us a solid and leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform. Check the links in the description to help us keep the show going. And as always, we appreciate you listening. And don't forget to tell someone you like their kicks today. You never know how far a compliment will take you. And we all know how good it feels to be on the receiving end of some appreciation. Peace.